Hey everyone, you're with Catty. It's the latest Catty's Cafe. It's July. If you do the math, you'll know who's in the cafe with me. April was Roger, May was Nick, June was John, and July is the best.
I'm so excited. I am so excited.
It's the best darn co-host this side of the world. Gosh, don't get too excited, Simon. It feels like we haven't spoken in forever, even though we just spoke
two minutes ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing, Catty.
Amazing.
Well, I'm here in the Catty with you. I'm here in the Catty's cafe with you. Yeah.
It's amazing how technology works. I'm just looking for the
I'm gonna have a cappuccino.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. How's it taste?
Oh, it's pretty good. This one is.
Do you put cinnamon on your cappuccino?
No, yuck. Blech.
Oh, chocolate. I just
chocolates. Chocolate. No cinnamon, please.
So I just did a Q&A for the fan community, which you'll see soon with Mr. Errol Alcan.
Oh wow.
And he, I asked him for his impressions of all of you.
Oh, and right. He
gave such thoughtful, terrific answers. But on you, he said that he thought you liked coffee as much or more than he did.
Is that all he had to say about me?
No, he said lovely things about you. I'm not going to tell you. I'll have to send it to you. Right. But that was one thing he said. I just don't
understand. Yeah, we're very good. Me and Errol are very good mates.
Yes, he's lovely.
Very good,
Errol.
Mate. Oh, he's lovely, and we've made a great record together.
You sure have. I've heard that great record, listeners, and it's great. It's worth waiting 6 years for certain. For certain, it is. But here's my. I want to just roll back to the coffee really quick. When I knew you, you'd come into New York. You'd have a kettle, some tea. Robosh tea, was that your tea of choice?
I did get into Rooibos.
Rooibos.
But I got into about 2017, 2016. I really got into coffee. I did a severe like a low calorie diet just because I felt I needed to. And funny enough, I feel like I need to again now. after a year of lockdown and eating and drinking beer. And one of the great things you can have that is like zero calories is black coffee. It's got loads of flavor. It gives you a kick up the arse and it's no calories.
And you like the taste.
And I like the taste of coffee. Yeah. I like that kind of oily, yummy,
bitter,
warming. Yeah, it's nice, but some people like it. Some people don't.
Have you ever had coffee ice cream?
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, me too. That I'd eat, but I would never drink coffee. Blew. All right. Well, I just want to know. So recently, it has been announced that the Global Citizens Fest is going to be taking place in September. And although we can't divulge any information on where you will be participating, that's a pretty cool event to be part of. It's a 24-hour broadcast. It's broadcasting all across the world. It's going to be on BBC, ABC, YouTube, Twitter, iHeartRadio. And Global Citizens is the world's largest movement of action takers and impact makers dedicated to ending extreme poverty by 2030. There are over 10 million monthly advocates. So now you've become sort of an advocate and you'll be playing.
I'm an advocate.
You're playing alongside Billie Eilish, Ed Sheeran, Lorde, Lizzo, Metallica, Shawn Mendes, The Lumineers, Green Day, Usher. There's a lot of people on this bill.
Yeah. And where are we going to play?
I'm not allowed to say.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Why don't I know? This is going to be amazing.
It is amazing. It's just an exciting thing that you're doing. You're going to be seen on TV. You were on TV in America last week with the Today Show, and you played a new song.
We did.
Whose name is escaping me. We're really prepared for this cafe.
I can tell you what the name was if it escapes you, because I've captured it. The name of that song was Give It All Up.
That's it. I knew it had to start with a give.
Give it all up. Give it all up and I'll have it.
Is it exciting to start playing new songs?
Very, very, very exciting indeed. Yeah, we're very, very excited. It's fun.
Is it hard to learn them live after you've recorded them? Well,
if you write them, it's easier.
Oh, that's interesting. I never thought of it that way. Yeah. Okay. Like, you have a song coming out featuring the band Chai.
Yes, we do.
You do. I can't say the name of the song, but if you were to...
I can.
Are we allowed? My album.
When does this go out?
Like this week. Soon.
I can't say.
So if you were to do that song live, what would you do? Would one of your backing vocalists do the Chai part? Would you drop it in off of Nick's?
That's a really good question. I mean, we might try. You know, if we're anywhere where Chai are, we definitely would love them to be, you know, on stage with us. Failing that, personally, I think I'd have them in the machine. I'd put their voices in the machine.
Me too.
And I'd have our backing vocalists sort of like chant along with it.
You know? It's a very cool song. I listened to it. Yeah. I took this dreaded ride home from Baltimore, Maryland yesterday.
Why is it dreaded?
Okay. Well, it took 6 hours and it's usually a 3-hour ride. There was loads of traffic.
Why? I don't know. You should have taken the train. They're much quicker, you know.
I should have, but I was with my family and my dog.
Oh, I see.
I had the dog. So the worst Duran Duran show I've ever seen, not in the sense of, are you falling asleep?
No, I just react when people say the worst Duran Duran show.
But
I've
no,
ever.
Not what you sounded like. But let me take you back with me, maybe 15 years, you guys played at the Merriweather Pavilion, no offense to anyone in Maryland, and you could legitimately cut the heat with a knife. It was so bad.
Oh, I remember that night. I remember how hot it was. Yeah.
Hot, and I couldn't even watch you guys. I had to go sit backstage. It was nauseatingly hot. Mm-hmm. And this visit to Maryland was nauseatingly hot. So Maryland in July and perhaps August, no fun.
No
fun at all. I don't know how you guys.
Absolutely no fun whatsoever.
No. So in interviews, Simon, I've been watching all your Zoom interviews because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And you've been mentioning that when you first went into the studio for Future Past in 2018, you guys thought you were going to record an EP.
But I was the only one in the band who did think that. I was the only one in the band who thought that. Everybody else was like full on to, because I'm lazy and I've got a short attention span. You know, there's no way I wanted to get stuck in the studio for a year and a half. Funny enough, if you did actually take the whole COVID, the year of COVID out of this, this would be one of our quickest albums.
No.
Yes, it would be.
Really? Yes. Okay.
It would be.
All right. 2 years. I get. Well, I was going to ask you to elaborate because you guys recording an EP would have been new to me. But so that is not the case. Would you like to do an EP?
Nah, not now. We've made an album. What's the point?
No, I mean in 4 or 5 more years. Like, is that something you haven't
done? It's not a huge sort of like ambition of mine. I mean, I just think it's a good way of like not having to go into the studio for 2 or 3 years,
right?
And maintaining presence in the pub within the public ear.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what I just said. I said public ear, not public eye.
That's smart of you. Can we?
In the public ear.
Let's trademark that.
The ear of the public.
But what I am noticing on Future Past is there seems like there's going to be quite a few singles before the album comes out. And that's not something you've ever done before.
Yes and no.
Okay,
you're absolutely right, and it isn't. You're right on all fronts. Amazing.
Why is it that Duran Duran is going to release so many singles? Is that something the label suggested?
I think it's due to streaming. I think that Paper Gods was not very sensitively handled by the record company, who should remain nameless. Not because I don't want to diss them. I just don't think they're that interested in us. Certainly not here in the UK. And they just put it all out at once. Yeah, just stick it all out there. The public can have it, choose what they like, and then we don't have to kind of work on it. I think it was a bit of a cop out the way they released it and promoted it. So, but we have a different kind of record company now who really appreciate this record. And what they want to do is they want to release four tracks before we release the album. I think four is a little bit ambitious. I think it's probably more realistic to get three out and then to get one extra one out at Christmas time with the deluxe packaged version. But they're really excited about the record in a way that the other record company, who shall remain nameless, were not really, as in they just didn't have the same kind of feeling throughout the company. You know, this is from the top to the bottom. We're feeling a very positive vibe.
Yes, I do a weekly call with the label and they are extremely excited about
We've given them a great record.
You sure have. You know, there I'm maybe talking out of turn, but I think I can get away with this one. There's a song on the album called Future Past. I think I can get away with that
people know that the album is called Future Past.
Right. I can't stop listening to it. It's so different. Anyone listening, it is so different than anything I've ever heard from you guys. And it is. And I love it. And on the car ride home, which was really long, we listened to it quite a few times. And even though my kids love Duran Duran, they're like, are you going to play that again? I'm like, I am. I can't stop listening to it. So we all listened to it several times.
Wow.
But we were just talking about streaming, you know, four singles out. And something really exciting happened in the UK.
Yeah, well, this the week that we're recording this, the government released sort of... They've had a body looking at the whole situation with bands and streaming and music, and the conclusion they've come to is that is that the current situation is grossly unfair to artists and songwriters on both recording royalties and publishing, and that it needs to be addressed. So they will create legislation that will make for a much fairer distribution of the money that is got from streaming. You see, this is a digital world, and in the digital world, every single stream can be logged, which means that every artist can be paid for every time one of their tracks gets streamed. And that's how it should be. But the way that it's currently structured in this country is that the digital service providers, DSPs, they actually give a lump of money to the record company, and it's up to the record company to distribute it how they see fit. And what they tend to do is to give the bulk of it to their most popular artists, and they've got their own way of doing it. It doesn't have to be like that. No. People could actually get paid for what gets listened to. And also, I think we have to talk about the actual amount of money that is in the pot and just how much of that goes to the artists. At the moment, the artists get a tiny, tiny little percentage of the money that is generated by the whole industry. And most of it goes into the pockets of the DSPs, like Spotify, like Pandora, Tidal, all of those companies. They take the lion's share of the money just for being the distributors. And do you know who owns, who are the shareholders of those companies? Take one guess, Kat.
Record labels?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So they are in effect getting paid twice. It's beyond reprehensible. It's immoral. And legislation has to be put in place to rectify it. I am currently involved in an initiative called Broken Record, hashtag Broken Record. If you put that into any of your computer, you'll find out all about this initiative to make sure that artists and songwriters get paid properly.
You should put me in touch with them because I can feature
Tom,
them.
Tom, yeah, absolutely. Tom, get in touch. Have a look at just check out hashtag Broken Records.
All right, I'll reach out to
Broken Record. Broken Record. His name is Tom Gray. He's okay. The guy. The list of artists is extraordinary who are backing this in this country.
I'm going to do a Q&A with him. I want to learn more. And that's the best way to learn more, by asking questions. My dad told me.
I mean, it's
that.
Very difficult to put together any kind of a union of musicians because musicians tend to think, oh, if I don't go along with the union, maybe I'll get a better deal from the industry. So basically, I work in an industry full of scabs.
No, a scab is someone who crosses a picket line, though. But
same,
I see what you're
saying.
Same
thing in principle. Same thing.
But you've always been really good at standing up for what you believe in. Anyway, you always have to stick up for yourself. Yep. Sometimes members of my family have a problem with my willingness to step in for the underdog. But hey, too bad. That's my principle. That's what I believe in. So I'm going to find out more about this fantastic cause. I'm going to. So let me ask you this. If you were doing Whoosh each week with someone who wasn't me, I would say, so how's Whoosh going? But I am the person you do it with. So, but still, who cares?
You can still say,
how's Whoosh going? Yeah, because it's such a big part of what you do now.
Well, I've got it into a very manageable state now. So I'm able to do other stuff. I'm able to do all the work I need with the band and all the life that I've got to live outside of the band and still manage to do a playlist every week and record a show every week, which is really good. And I believe in the show. I think number one, you and I have always got interesting stuff to say, and we're bright and appealing and we're fun. And people like to hear that. And then also, I think that the music that's out there right now that doesn't have any other avenue to people's eardrums is fantastic. There's so much great new music. Occasionally we throw something old in, occasionally, but most of the time we're playing new music by new artists who really need the exposure. I want to help people, but also I want to make a great radio show. And actually we're making a radio show out of very alternative, very, very, very cutting edge music.
You do. And we have. And I'm so proud to be a part of it. I do think you and I have a certain way of interacting with each other that's fun to listen to, but it's really the music. And we actually, on our really long trip home, listened to a couple episodes of Whoosh because I can pull them up. And we were just so impressed by your musical choices. Even though I'm part of the show, like listening to it like that, I was like, hey, you know, he's got such a good ear. You have such a good ear. You're so good at this.
I just love music, you know. I just love it. I love making it, and I love listening to the music that other people make. I'm not prejudiced against any particular kind of music. I don't like it when people are shouting at me. I don't particularly like aggression. That manifesting itself in music. I'm not a big fan of certain genres, which, you know, kind of seem to think that having a gun and shooting your worst enemy is a good idea. But then, you know, we don't have to play that, do we?
No, I've learned so much more about music.
There's so much great music. There's so much more music there than there is on Top 40. There's so much great stuff out there. There's stuff, you know, coming from all over the world. Great music coming from all over the world. I'm a big fan of African music. I just love the beat. I think I get really hooked into the African rhythms, but, and that doesn't mean I don't want to play music from Hungary or Argentina, you know.
We do play
that stuff. And or Russia. There's even played, we played Russian artists as well. Mm-hmm. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's a music, it's not a world music channel. It's a good music channel.
It is, and Errol mentions it in his little thing on you, that what great taste you have in music and how much music you've turned him on to since you've been doing Whoosh. So that's a super, super cool thing. And funny enough, you're reaching many generations, because my 11-year-old can't stop listening to Polo and Pan.
Oh, fabulous.
Yep.
Fabulous.
Really,
yeah.
Really into it. Downloaded
that's a,
their
that's
music.
A real result. That's a real result.
It is. But he's got good ears. So I know we don't have loads of time to spend in the cafe, and you finished your cappuccino, but any big plans for the summer?
Yes.
What are you doing?
We've got, at the end of the summer, towards the end of the summer, we've got two massive shows in England. One is in Yorkshire at the Scarborough on the 17th of September, and that's a big open air venue. And then we've got the Isle of Wight Festival on September the 19th. We will, of course, be playing some warm-up shows before that. I don't know. They haven't been scheduled yet, but they will have to happen.
I can't thank you enough for spending. I know how busy. You taped a Whoosh episode. You have real life work and Duran Duran work to do today. And you're so, so busy. And I know that I'm going to see you soon, which excites me to no end, but it's for work, obviously. Yeah. And anyway, thank you so much for coming into the cafe. We won't see you again till your birthday. So it's been great to spend this time with you.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed.
Always a pleasure, Trej, as you would say. Right. And we'll see you in October.
All righty. Okay.
Bye.
See you soon. Bye. Loves ya.
Love you.